Alan Wiley joins me in studio. Alan, how are you?
Not too bad at all.
I spoke to you last year on the phone. That's good to have you in face-to-face. And it was ahead of the tractor run you took part in and organised last year in aid of the Good and New Cancer Bus and the lodge at Galway University Hospital. €17,000 you raised last year, isn't that right?
18.3 to be exact, but expensive. 18.3? 18.3
it was, like. Wow, fantastic.
You know.
That's a huge amount of money.
I can't believe myself, like. I mean, the people out there are that good, like, you know. Horrible.
You are a cancer survivor yourself, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I had 8 weeks last year, but to cancer. Mm. And then I saw some kind of tumours in the back of the breastbone.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up there 5 weeks ago and an operation for that. But it come back clear, thank goodness.
Well, thank God. Isn't that great news?
I didn't show yet, like, but I mean...
As I say, you look as healthy as a trout.
Well, hopefully I'll do that.
So... You know the importance of the likes of the Good and New Cancer Bus yourself.
Well, it's like this. It wasn't for it. I don't know. I used the bus, like, and I met more people. And if it wasn't that bus, like, a lot of them couldn't make it. Let's be quite honest now.
Yeah.
I mean, AIDS people, apparently. I met two men from Sligo on the bus now, and they couldn't have made it another way, like, because they wouldn't know where to go in Sligo or Galway, like, you know. And I mean, another thing, you go up there in a car, you have to pay a week's parking for it, you know, just, and that lodge or something else.
When you're going through something as stressful as cancer, that's another layer of stress that you do not need, and that's what this bus for so many people removes. It makes what is an incredibly difficult situation that little bit easier. Is that how you would see it?
Well, that time I did the thing in Galway, like, the first week or two I was sick, but after that, it's like a holiday.
Mm.
That lodge is some place to stay now. Yes. I'll tell you that. You know, and there were few years ago, like, it was great.
Yeah.
You know.
Did you chat to other people who were going for treatment?
And
did that help at all? The fact that, you know, you didn't maybe feel isolated?
I'll tell you, I made more friends up in Galway.
Mm.
There's still, that time I was up myself in the operation, there were folk phoning me from Sligo, Mayo, all the roads to see how it got on.
I have a feeling now if there's a spare room in the lodge, you'd still be down there just for
you
the
get
crack.
A room in the lodge like a hotel.
Yeah.
You know, they're double bed and everything you want. Television. You go in there and you get a breakfast in the morning, you come back and get the dinner in the evening.
Mm.
You can sit to watch television or anything.
Now, this is the fifth year of the tractor run, isn't it?
It's the fifth year.
And it started off little, and it's grown into something maybe you never even expected it to.
Well, I have two sons, like, you know, in the tractors, like, do a bit of farming.
Mm-hmm.
And we started to do something way back, like, we thought we'd do something. We thought, looked for a charity. And I made some inquiries, and the good news here was, I thought, a very good charity. At that time, I didn't think I was going to use the bus now.
Mm.
But anyway...
Isn't life is a funny way, doesn't it?
I'm telling you, it's a funny way now. You go through it, but, like, I'm great now, I'm through it, and I'm happy. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're in that bus, you give your eyes open now. You have to use the bus to understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's the greatest charity I think ever was now.
Right.
I hope it just can keep going, like, because it's all charity run.
Well, it's people like you that help keeping it going. So tell us about the run, the next tractor run. Is it next week, is it?
It's next Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I must thank the Dry Arse Complex. They made last year 143 breakfasts.
Wow.
And wouldn't take one penny.
Really?
And the Garda Síochána as well. They come out and tells off in the day, like, you know. Everybody like it. Especially, I want to thank all them men of the tractors, because I can't believe the money they're lifting.
Mm.
You know, I give that sponsorship out to them, like, you know, and they lift powerful money.
I'm a wee bit worried now everyone's going to turn up the Dry Art Complex next week just for the free breakfast. You have to be careful what you're saying.
You're very welcome. I'll tell you, nobody's turned away now.
And so what happens anyway? So you all get together next Saturday at the Dry Arch Complex, and you head to Bridgend.
We park down there at the showgrounds. They all come in there and park the showgrounds. We take off a couple of hours there, take off at 11 o'clock, go to Bridgend. They stop at Kiernan's Newton there, men's in there for a minute or something, like, you know, and go on down and back again. Back there at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
We go in there and the darts again, like, and they share sandwiches and tea, whatever they want.
Mm.
No, it's unbelievable, like, the support is getting there.
And how do people support you in this? How do people give you money or donate?
That there now. That sponsorship sheet I showed you.
Yeah, that's right, you have.
I hand out as many names as I can, like, to tractor men.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody, like, I mean, all the people who hasn't tractors, like, even puts on money to, you know, like, I mean, it's unbelievable. Like, I couldn't believe myself, like, last year, the money we lifted, like, you know.
How many people do you think will take part this year?
Well, there are 124 tractors last year.
Right.
And now it's nearly bigger the year now.
Wow, fantastic.
I feed in and we get the whole life.
Eamon McDevitt of the Good and New Cancerbus joins me in studio as well. Eamon, thanks so much for coming in. Alan's brilliant, isn't he? It's amazing that you started off raising money for this and then you had to avail of it. So that's even more special in that, you know, it would have been different if you did it after the fact, if you understand what I'm saying. But it's fantastic that people want to get involved, to see the benefit that this provides.
Well, Greg, it's very true to say. It's the Alan Wileys out there and everybody else that keeps this bus rolling. Financially, we don't get a cent from Relay for Life, Irish Cancer Society, HSE, government. It all comes from local fundraisers. And Alan, 5 years ago, when we were scraping the bottom of the pot to try to exist, he started and he did it. And it's hard to just put into words how beneficial that is. Mm. He's kept it going. Other people that have gone and done it. And as Alan says, like he availed of the service. We're now 6 years past in August doing it. We're a crowd of gobshites that we drive the bus and that's it. But if there wasn't Alan Wileys out there to give us the money to put the diesel in it, we're going nowhere.
Mm.
So they have no idea how beneficial these people are.
What service does it provide?
We now are lucky enough to have a feeder bus service as well. We have a feeder bus that leaves Inishowen that collects everybody from Malinhead right up into Letterkenny and brings it to us on a Monday morning. Our bus sets sail at around 7 o'clock from Letterkenny. We have another feeder bus then that brings in from West Donegal and we collect them in Donegal Town. And we have a feeder service coming in from Fulcara that takes anybody on that route.
Mm.
We haven't covered Fannet or we haven't covered Guidoor, but hopefully we'll be able to do that maybe in a not too distant future. And
so,
that's
so the bus heads off then on a Monday?
Heads off on a Monday, collects the whole way, as I say, all through Donegal till we get out at Bundoran, takes the patients down to Galway. They're left there on Monday. The bus is back down again on Friday morning and brings these patients back home again.
And all the while, as Alan has testified, they stay then during the week at the lodge.
They stay in Inishowen, commonly known as the lodge. And as Alan has described it there, it's absolutely outstanding, the service that's provided to the Donegal people and the Mayo people and Galway people and everybody. It's outstanding what happens in that building, you know. Great building. And I, to be quite honest, I don't believe Donegal people could survive as well if they had to go into B&Bs and stuff like that. Because the great thing about the lodge is when you walk into the room there, if there's 50 or 100 people in it, you'll look around and you'll say, well, we're all here for the same reason. And if you're in a hotel or a B&B, you're looking into four walls, which is not good during that time.
Mm.
And when we set up the bus service, we had one aim, and that simply was, if we can take one less worry of a cancer patient's shoulder at a vulnerable time, then we've done something. And that's what we're doing.
And that's what they did for you, Alan?
Yes, they did a great job now for me. And like, I would love to, I'm on here now on radio, I'd love to thank everybody that helps this tractor in any way, like. I mean, it is unbelievable, like, what the people are doing now, you know. I can't believe myself, like, I mean, my family's a back of me, like, you know, the two boys, like, and they're around the year. For I'm not just able to sit the tractor the year, like, you know, but whatever, it'll go well, I've no problem, it's going to go well, like.
124 last year,
yes.
We want to see many, many more.
Yes.
Can you turn up your tractor
that's right,
just
come
on the
morning,
day?
At 9 o'clock from 9 to 11, you turn up your tractor, you get a ticket, go and get your breakfast, lovely breakfast, come out again, and stand about, get photographs took, head off.
I'd say a lot of people just land down too to see all the machinery.
Oh, well, surely. Yeah. I mean, another thing, anybody wants to give a donation, like, I mean, there are wee buckets sitting in where the wife and the daughter-in-law takes all the men's names and all comes, like, and no problem.
No
like.
One gets a day off in your family, do they?
That's a busy day.
Oh, no, like, it gives you great to see a thing going well. Like, I love to see it going well. Like, and I mean, it couldn't be for a better cause now.
And it's all in one day as well. I mean, you know, it's not Malin to Mizzenhead we're talking about here. It's Letterkenny to Bridgend. Have a wee break, back again.
That's right. We have a hard shoulder the whole road. Nobody's held up, not a car, like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's perfect. The yard is more than good to us. Like, they'll send out 3 yards every morning, like, evening.
Brilliant.
You know, which are more than you could expect.
And Greg, I'd like to add, just as I say,
yes,
as I said a wee minute ago, only for the likes of Alan Wiley's name, this bus would not turn a wheel.
Mm.
It simply wouldn't turn a wheel, because if that's the only place money comes from, is from donations and fundraisers, people like Alan.
Noel Sweeney, how are you?
Very good, very good. Very good. I was listening to you there this morning. Somebody told me Alan Wiley was on and Eamon McDaden was on. Well, I've mixed company with these boys during I had a spell in Galway myself there last year, the time that Alan was there.
Right.
A great man and a great character altogether, and the charity work that he does for Galway, he gave a big donation the time he was there for the lodge in Galway the time he was there. You know, it's phenomenal what the man's doing. I was just going to say that if that man would happen to croak it, he's going to be a big loss to society, you know, because the longer he lives, the more money he's making for it.
And, we'll also, do everything to keep him above ground, so...
we'll keep him on his feet as long as you can. The thing about him, he probably didn't tell you that he won a big award the time he was in Galway up there last year too as well. He got Galway Prostate Man of the Year. He was awarded a medal and everything, and there was a big reception and everything for him. It would be something equal to the Lord Mayor thing. You know?
I tell you, I wouldn't like to be a judge in that competition.
Oh, well, it went to the hospital and it went to the consultants and everything, you know. He received a medal there the day before he left to come home.
Very
again.
Good.
So, no, I'd just love to offer me, you know, what the man has done is phenomenal, and, you know, and as well as that, he's a jolly... for a man that has suffered, we all changed the complaints when he was up there. I never heard him moaning once, you know, that kind of way. It really cheered the place up. As the kind of a place you would enjoy going to when the likes of Alan Wiley and them come out, you know. Fergus Cleary and them, you know.
Listen, Noel, thanks so much for coming on. Give us a
very
laugh,
good.
Too. Fair play to you.
Very good.
All right.
Thanks. Get a tractor.
Get a tractor, Noel. That's it, yeah. So he just wants you above ground raising money.
He was doing the same time.
Was great now.
Well, he also sounds in great health as well now. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you very
next
much.
Saturday, 9 o'clock at the Dry Arch Complex. Bring your tractor or go down and have a look at the wonderful machinery. Throw a few coins in the bucket if you can. We want to see more than 124 tractors this time. A fantastic figure. 17,000 handed over to the Good and New Cancer Bus and the Lodge at Galway University Hospital. Wouldn't it be brilliant to double that or something, wouldn't it?
Oh, never double that.
Well, you know what I mean.
If you could do the same, I'll be
happy. Listen, you're an absolute gentleman and an inspiration, Alan. Thank you. And incredibly modest. I know you don't like anyone saying stuff like that to you, but anyway. It's my programme. You're going to have to listen to it.
That's lovely to be on. Lovely.
Listen, Alan Wiley, thank you so much. Best of luck with the tractor run. And also... Eamon McDevitt, keep up the great work down there. Thank you so much, James.
Greg, thank you for having us.
I'm joined in studio by a returning guest, and it is Karen Kelly. Hi, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
How are you getting on?
I'm not so bad.
Very good. You were performing last night, weren't you?
Yeah, I was down in the cottage.
As part of the...
Culture Night.
Culture Night, yeah.
Yeah, I was playing with Rosie Kearney and Sarah Cullen, Orla Gilchrist and Aisling Jarvis. So we all just kind of performed together and... did a wee thing for Culture Night.
Superb. And we were chatting earlier on about the Simon community. You've also done a gig for that great cause recently too, haven't you?
No, not recently. It's on the 29th.
Oh, it's coming up?
Yeah, it's
excellent.
Two weeks' time maybe. It's on the 29th of September in the Baller from 8 o'clock. It's Sing for Simon.
That's right, yeah. We were just talking to...
Jason,
yeah, exactly, about that. That's fantastic. So you're part of that as well.
Yeah, Simon, I'll be playing with that, yeah.
And you're flat out gigging, are you?
I kept going. I play in two piece, the Ruby Ragdolls, so we're kind of kept going.
And this is not one of the Ruby Ragdolls you have with you, is it?
No.
Simon McCafferty, how are you?
I'm glad.
It's great to have you in as well. What's your back, Simon? We haven't background. We haven't chatted to you yet on the program.
Let's see. Well, me and Karen,
why do musicians always struggle with that simple question?
Who am I?
It's buried in the morning as well.
Did someone just hand you the guitar? Is that what happened?
Straight out of bed into this.
It is really a funny time to get musicians up Saturday morning, but you're also good. You just do it anyway.
I went home early last night, so it wasn't too bad.
Well,
good. Excellent. Very good.
Four months.
Any music coming out, Karen? In the near future, or are you working on anything at the moment?
I've actually got a song now out with an Irish DJ called Snyder.
That's right, I've heard that. It's brilliant, yeah.
Oh, thank you. So yeah, that's doing really well. I was in the top 10 there. Got to number 6 there a couple of days ago, so happy days.
Because you are quite versatile, aren't you? I mean, you do radio jingles, you do... you do dance music and then the more traditional stuff, a bit of folk, is it? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of folky singer-songwritery kind of stuff. Like, but yeah, I kind of think it's cool to experiment with different genres and different projects and stuff.
What about you, Simon? What's your style, would you say?
Yeah, well, a few styles. There's a bit of folk, because I do a lot of instrumental stuff, so there's like percussion. And recently, there's me and a few lads from Drumcane and Convoy, and then a few from Balfay, and then there's another mate from Antrim as well, so we do a bit of Django Reinhardt Gypsy Jazz.
Lovely.
So we do that there from the other time. So we're kind of, we're jamming at the moment and just kind of getting ready and seeing how everybody gets on at the moment, but that's mostly what we're kind of doing.
And where can people hear you, your music, your instrumental stuff, your solo stuff?
If you go on SoundCloud on Simon McCafferty,
brilliant.
So I've got an EP called Ripple on that. And then recently me and Karen have just kind of getting back into writing again, because we've got two songs done at the moment. We do have a third, but it's called The Struggle, and it is a struggle.
Is there artistic differences here?
No, it's just a really hard song to try and remember. Yeah. That's about it. But,
There's great collaboration between musicians in this county, in this area, isn't there?
Yeah, everyone seems to work together. Yeah.
And complement each other. Yeah. So what are you going to sing for us, Karen?
We're going to sing one of our own songs called...
Excellent. Is this one of the two?
Yes, it is.
I dare you to try The Struggle.
Oh, God, no.
I dare you.
That's a work in progress.
Oh, what are you messing? I'm already messing. So this is a song you wrote together, yeah? What's it called?
Steal My Direction.
And is there any deep, meaningful backstory?
Is there
Is there a bit of tension between you two?
Oh, no.
A bit of love?
No. Definitely not.
Thank you.
I didn't bring you on to embarrass you. I'm like a child, aren't I? Listen. I'm only messing. This is Karen Kelly on vocals, Simon McCafferty on the guitar. It's a song they wrote together. And take it away, guys.
Thank you.
For my home is your own. I was lost into the winter, but my heart and soul beats. Sail my direction, for we have yet to meet. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's not lost but what I found. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's not lost but what I found. Sail into the harbor and you'll be safe with me. Hear my song across the ocean and let it set you free. Well, these still waters run deep and your home is hard to find. You'll see what's hidden beneath at the turning of the tide. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's not lost but what I found. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's not lost but what I found. Come follow me, meet me on the tide. I'll leave not lost but what I found. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's not lost but what I found. For at this time, meet me on that open ground. For at this time, it's I've not lost but what I found.
Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic guitar playing. You really compliment yourself, each other very well.
Thank you.
Where can people hear that? Or is it downloadable or is it released yet? Or
there's a video on YouTube that we recorded for Emerald Guitars.
Excellent.
So if you can find it on YouTube, if you send me carefully, Karen Kelly, sail my direction.
Yeah. Excellent. And he's linked off your blog, so your SoundCloud accounts are linked off from there, I presume. Someone did that, didn't they?
Of course they did.
Yeah, someone needs to go and edit the upload. You can check out Simon. And where can people... Is anything live coming up lately? I know we're kind of out of the summer a bit now, so things quieting down a little bit, but is playing live anywhere before the gig for the Simon Community?
No, that's just... It's next Tuesday, so we're kind of nothing on for then.
Well, listen, thanks for coming in. That was really, really nice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It really, really was. Thank you very much, both of you. Okay, loads of you texting in today on the big game nationally. That, of course, is the All-Ireland final. A great deal of interest in it. For some, they say it's the dream final. Well, unless Donegal or Tyrone and unlikely Derry are in it. How many messing? It's not a dream final. Tom Cormack's our GEA correspondent, Tom, and I couldn't finish this all without getting you in. It's mouth-watering, isn't it? Obviously, we'd prefer a different lineup, i.e. one of our own teams in there, but Dublin-Kerry, it's going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, certainly going to be an interesting one. It's probably a traditional pairing. What, Kerry has 30-something All-Irelands and Dublin have 30-something, so between them they have quite a lot of All-Irelands. But it's the one most people would have predicted. As you said, we would have loved to have been there. I'm sure Tyrone and Derry would have loved to be there as well. Tyrone went pretty close indeed and probably give Kerry one of their toughest games so far. So it's quite a fascinating final, interesting final. And, this people are really divided on this. I spoke to Danny Quinn a few minutes ago, previewing the Derry Senior Championship quarterfinals, and he's slightly edging towards Kerry. I heard Michael Murphy on with Paddy Freely earlier this morning. He's gone for a Kerry win as well. So,
and most importantly, you're going for a Kerry win, I understand.
I am indeed, but I wouldn't be putting the house on it by any means. I wouldn't
be one of them anyway.
One of them. The good news for Dublin overnight is that Keane O'Sullivan, their centre half back, has been cleared to play. He had been carrying an injury, a hamstring injury, and he's been named in the starting lineup. So, from a Donegal point of view, a little bit disappointed with this because no place in the Dublin lineup for Michael Darren McCauley, of course, whose dad is from Letchermeck Ward, or his late dad is from Letchermeck Ward, a strong Donegal link. So,
but, do you see it being an open, free flowing game or tight and tactical?
It'll be tight and tactical. I think the open, free flowing games are a thing of the past, to be honest with you, unless they're exhibition games, really. I actually think it's one of my reasons for opting for Kerry. I think Dublin love to play a fast flowing open game, but they've changed this year. They've changed because they've discovered that, you know, the reality is if you can't beat them, join them, and that's, you have to form this new defensive system.
You have to adapt, don't you?
You have to adapt, and they've adapted this new defensive system, and it does actually restrict them going forward, I think, because actually I think they're one of the nicest teams when they're allowed to play football. If you're obviously, if they're not playing your own county, but they play lovely brand of football, and I'm not sure they will do that against Kerry tomorrow, because the stakes are so high. And I know people always say that Kerry are the purists. Kerry adapt, and they have adapted down the ages. They adapted last year. They went quite defensive because they saw what Donegal did to Dublin, and they adapted their game, and it's all about winning as far as Kerry is concerned. So look, I won't be disappointed either way. Actually, I'm not one of those people that's anti-Dublin. Actually, I quite like Dublin. I was lived in Dublin for years, and I was involved in the formation of a football club up there and played football up there and really loved it. And actually, your Dublin GAA fan is as true a GAA person as anybody from any other county.
Yeah.
And just one other thing. I know we're pressing for time.
No, carry on.
Just one other thing as well. We'll be big Donegal interest, of course, in Tipperary minor minor footballers there in the All-Ireland, which is a great story, you know, going for what, a second All-Ireland in something like 5 years. And that's Tipperary football. Their hurlers were in the All-Ireland minor final last week. There's about six or seven of them playing for the footballers. And the Tipperary minor football manager is none other than Charlie McKeever from Falcarra. Derry Connor actually played club football with Clahaneely, played under 21 at Donegal, but suppose better known for many of our younger listeners by a former Finn Harps manager.
How would you have got that gig, Tom?
He's working down there and he got involved. Actually, I spoke to him during the weekend. We have a piece for the preview in the afternoon. And really, he got involved through his two sons been playing with Clonmel commercials, and he got involved, and obviously they were. But he was a very good gig. As I said, most people would recognize, would remember him for being manager of Finn Harps, played with Finn Harps. Won an FA Cup with Sligo Rovers, and indeed, but for a serious knee injury, probably would have made a career cross channel, because he was cross and trialed with Tottenham Hotspur at the time of Ozzie Ardiles and players like that. So he was a pretty good player. So he's involved, and the team coach actually is none other than Michael McGeehan from Letterkenny here, St. Julian's player, former Donegal player, former Donegal coach as well. So
excellent.
I think all Donegal people will be shouting for Tipperary Minors tomorrow against Kerry. Remember, Kerry beat Donegal in the All-Ireland Minor final last year. So
it's going to be fascinating. You're going for Kerry. Pick of the local action?
Pick of the local action. Well, the local action is the two big games today in Ballybuffet at minor level, minor Division 2 Championship final. Milford bidding for a first ever Division 2 title when they take on Kilcar. That's at 2 o'clock. We'll be there. And the big game of the afternoon, I suppose, is a minor A final between St. Junan's and Neve Connell. Two very good teams, a lot of talent, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I think two of the most exciting new talents in the game and coming from emerging here in Donegal are in action in that game tomorrow. Owen McGettigan, from Neve Connell, and Niall O'Donnell from St. Jonas.
We need the talent coming through.
Yeah, well, these guys, watch out for these two guys. And I hope they're not listening, because this might turn their head and affect them in the afternoon, but they're two fantastic talents.
Superb. And finally, previewing all the action on the Saturday Sports Show.
Yeah, we've got Jim Gavin, we've got Eamon Fitzmaurice, we've got our very good friend Weeshi Fogarty from Radio Kerry, and as I mentioned earlier, Danny Quinn. Looking forward to those quarterfinals in Derry, which start this evening, and they're again on Monday and Tuesday evening.
Okay, thanks so much for that, Tom Cormack. Really appreciate it. Dervla Walsh, a very good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very good. You're from Donegal. What part?
From Kerrykeel.
Very good.
Kerrykeel, yeah.
And you're taking part in the 2015 International Miss Earth pageant in Austria.
Yes.
How did you get that gig?
So basically, the final was on the 12th of July in the City Hotel in Derry. So I competed against 12 other girls. I went in as the title of Miss County Derry, and then that night I was crowned Miss Northern Ireland. So
which is a great title to get. And how does this differ, say, for instance, from other pageants, you know, Miss World or Miss Universe or what have you? What's the difference with this one? Is it just a different brand sort of a thing?
Well, see, obviously, yeah, you mentioned Miss World and Miss Universe. Well, Miss Earth actually has
it has an environmental aspect to it? Yeah, okay, I get you.
So, like, we would know Miss World because of Maria Morley, obviously, and because of our proximity to the UK.
Yes.
So, Miss Earth is one of the largest beauty pageants in the world. And it's this year, it is actually in Austria, which is the first year it's ever been in Europe. Every other year it's been in the Philippines.
What a shame that you happened to qualify for that. Now, Austria is gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but it could have been the Philippines.
Imagine. It would be amazing to see over there.
It's probably going to be piddling rain there for the whole week. But, you know, I mean, obviously you're clearly a very beautiful woman, but you're also beauty and brains too, aren't you? Tell us a bit about your chosen career path.
Okay, so I'm currently in the LYT, the Letterkenny Regional College, studying quantity surveying. So I'm in my third year at the moment, which is kind of tough going, obviously, because I've got all this going on the side. But the LYT now are being very accommodating for me, and they're being very understanding the fact that I'm away for a month. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Why did you decide to go into quantity surveying?
Just had an interest in it,
Because, I mean, when you talk about, you know, the interest in the environment and it's sort of tied in with the Miss Earth pageant, I mean, through your job, you have kind of an opportunity to influence that in some way,
by taking a more
environmental approach.
Yeah. Well, see, Miss Earth, basically what it is you're promoting specific projects, and obviously you're going around and you just promote global issues in the world. So as being a QS, my eco message was building Northern Ireland for a sustainable future. So therefore, I'm trying to promote sustainable builds in Northern Ireland. I was given the opportunity through the Cauldron community. They actually asked me to be an ambassador, which is basically building sustainable builds throughout Northern Ireland and also Ireland. So it's a cross-border initiative. So it's involving Derry, Strabane and Donegal councils, which is fantastic. I've been delighted with that.
When we talk about sustainable buildings, what are we talking about there specifically?
Basically self-run buildings.
Right. Okay.
So you're... Like showers, water, etc. is basically rainwater.
So from build, you would have rainwater collection, maybe some solar panels, a small turbine, that type of
thing. Exactly, yeah.
And that means we're relying less on fossil fuels and hence the environmental aspect to it. Are enough women in the industry, do you think, Dervla?
Not really.
You'd like to see more?
I would like to see more women in it, obviously. Hence why I'm promoting the fact of the LYT and promoting the engineering department as much as I can. Recently I got asked, the RICS, which is the Royal Institute of Chartered Surveyors, they've actually asked me to do an article to put up on their actual website. So I'm absolutely delighted about that, and it's a great boost obviously for the college. And any girls that would ever want to talk to me or anything, of course I'm available if you want to speak to me about it.
Because it can be intimidating to sort of, as a woman, and it shouldn't be, but it can be, to try and enter sort of a male-dominated workspace, you know, not literally a workspace, but, you know, an area such as quantity surveying or what have you. So
it is, you know, but, well, I was lucky enough throughout my course, everyone did, you know, treat me very... The fellas would be very accommodating. Obviously, they'd help you out as much as they could and that, but they do get listened to a wee bit more, obviously. But no, there's more women getting into it, and I'm delighted to see it. It is brilliant now.
Someone wants me to ask you, Dervla, because your family has an interest in sport, who you're going for in the All-Ireland final tomorrow.
Oh, who am I going for?
Kerry or Dublin anyway, at least it's only a choice of two.
I'd probably be shouting on Dublin.
Really?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, very good. It's 50-50 up here, you know.
Is it? Yeah,
yeah, it seems to be half of people want Kerry to do it, half of people want Dublin to do it. So when do you head off to Austria for the month?
I'm heading off now on the 11th of November, and the grand final then is on the 5th of December. So it's a full month of going around, travelling around Austria, promoting environmental issues, and it's very exciting. I can't wait to get away.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. And then on the night itself, what format does that take?
Okay, so on the night, on the lead up to the competition, there'd be about a week in the previous, so the 5th of December, a numerous amount of things that we have to do. So we'll be getting judged on a national costume, we'll be getting judged on a talent, so we'll be pretty much very similar to the Rose of Tralee, and also then our evening gown. And I think we have to wear two evening gowns, so we'll be getting judged.
Not at the same time.
No, we've got no, we get changed, obviously. But
so
one
what kind of competition are you entering? you know, we've gone away with bikinis, and now you have to wear two evening dresses at once. No, I'm only messing. But yeah, and what your talent? Have you decided what that's going to be yet?
Yes, it's an Irish dance.
Oh, excellent.
So I'm not doing pumps, I'm actually doing heavies, which I haven't done before. But I've got a very good Irish dance teacher, Stephanie Knox, who's actually...
They're going to love that over there.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So Stephanie Knox, she's actually teaching me an Irish dance. And also the national costume is getting designed by KC Designs, which is down in Fannet. So just keeping it local, which is great.
Exactly.
Yes.
You're representing Derry, though. Oh, Northern Ireland, Derry, then Northern Ireland. Is that because, do we enter it? The Republic? Does the Republic enter?
The Republic of Ireland does enter.
So why did you go to Derry? Are you afraid of travelling or something?
No, not at all. My mummy is actually originally from
Derry.
Derry
woman. Excellent.
Yes. And my daddy is from Galway.
Lovely.
So I'm loyal to my Derry roots, to be honest. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Dad in Galway, but... Excellent. Listen, we wish you the very best of luck.
No problem at all.
And it's great to see. It's a great competition in that it's not just focused on looks. Mm-hmm. We're looks obsessed, you know, I think sometimes. So it's nice that it has that environmental aspect to it, and that you're in that area. And, you know, I suppose it's going to be a great experience for you, just for your career as well.
Definitely.
You know,
it is brilliant. Now, it's going to be tough now in the lead up. Obviously, I have to get training very hard. My brother, David Wallace, he's going to train me and do nutrition plans, etc. So it's going to be tough going now for the next month or so, but hopefully it'll be worth it, hopefully.
It's not the Philippines, but it's lovely Austria, so...
Exactly,
so you'll be flying the flag for Donegal, Derry...
Abbey, of course.
All of us. Listen, best of luck with it. Thank you so much for coming in, and hopefully maybe we'll chat to you when you're over there, maybe a couple of weeks in and see what the crack is.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for having me.
That's the lovely Dervla Walsh there, who's looking to conquer the earth, taking on... the rest of the world in the 2015 International Miss Earth pageant. Leslie, how are you?
Greg, not too bad, thank you.
You're with the Donegal Ice Trekkers. Where are you?
We're in the middle of the Irish Sea here. Well, closer to Donaghadee, to our finishing point. We're 4 miles, 4 nautical miles out from the post. We have 16 miles done. We left Port Patrick this morning at 20 past 7. And we've been cruising along at about 3, 4, 5 knots steady.
Now, you're not on a ferry. For those who missed you on with the Gooch earlier in the week, what are you doing? What are you winning? What's the challenge?
We're driving a Land Rover Defender across the Irish Sea. She's an amphibious vehicle. She's been adapted to go on land or on water. So what we actually done is we got the conventional Centreline ferry from Belfast across to Karen Ryan yesterday evening, and we drove the Jeep then from Karen Ryan down to Port Patrick, and we set it all up last night for an early start this morning with the amphibious devices and the flotation device and the prop shaft, and set everything up and double checked everything then this morning, and today we set off at 7:20 this morning a.m.
Why are you doing this, Leslie?
That's a good question. We've been asked that a lot of times. We don't really know the answer.
But the flotation devices are functioning. You're not letting in water, are you?
No, the flotation devices are working perfect. So they're 100%. The prop on the back that moves the Defender in the water runs up from the gearbox and the PTO off the Defender. So far, so good. There's been no major issues. Sea conditions have been fairly favourable for us, so everything's good so far. And if everything goes to plan, we should be in Donaghadee around 1 o'clock-ish or shortly before it.
Is there any records on the line here, any firsts on the line, or is it just a challenge he's decided to take on?
I don't know if there's a record. 4 guys done it back in 2009 and an amphibious vehicle that they made, and it took them slightly over 7 hours. So if we're on track, 5.5 should see us out of it.
Well, you're nearly there, Leslie. I daren't ask what you guys are going to get up to next.
I don't know either. We have a great support team with us. We have Richard here from Donegal Chargers, and we have Derek from the Coast Guard, and then we have our own team, Paul, the photographer, and Sean and Donald, and Noel. You know, we have a great support team with us, and their boat, and the RNLI seen us off and Port Patrick, and I think they may be meeting us too coming into Donaghadee, as far as I know. So we have great support and a great backup team behind us here.
How are you getting back?
We're going to drive the Defender then from Donaghadee back up to Belfast, and then we'll trailer it home then.
Superb. Listen, you'll sail it home in a ferry.
Say that again, sorry.
You're taking a ferry home?
No, sorry. We have a trailer, and we park the trailer in the car park and up at the Centreline car park.
Yes.
So we have a trailer and another Jeep. It's just it's a long run for it to go on road. We wanted to make sure.
I get you. No,
we kept everything good for the sea, so we trailered her up as far as Belfast. So it's about 20 miles from Donaghadee up to Belfast to the port again, and today we have another Jeep and trailer there to take her home.
Well, listen, if the finish line in sight, well done, Leslie, and all the guys in the support crew. It takes a lot of people to pull something like this off. It's not just a couple of years. So we appreciate you chatting to us, and thank God we got a mobile signal.
Good stuff. Thank you for calling us.
It's my pleasure. There he is now. There's parts of West Donegal you can't get a mobile signal, and he's 4 miles off the coast of Donaghadee chatting to us.